Join us at the Community Cats Podcast on May 17th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time with Dr. Rachel Geller. She will be presenting her Surrender Prevention Workshop. As a surrender prevention specialist, your knowledge of cat behavior may be the difference between a cat losing her home and staying in her home. You will be able to get your certificate this season and take advantage of the interactive format, extensive handouts, and footage of actual techniques. Sign up today for a fee of $10 and become Surrender Prevention Certified. See you on May 17th.
You've tuned in to the Community Cats Podcast. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Community Cats Podcast. I am your host, Stacey LeBaron. I've been involved helping homeless cats for over 20 years with the Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society. The goal of this podcast is to expose you to amazing people who are improving the lives of cats. I hope these interviews will help you learn how you can turn your passion for cats into action. Today, we are speaking with Yvette Tiska. Yvette is a dynamic and creative global marketing executive with over 20 years of experience in product and market innovation, brand management, and omni-channel marketing. She's currently the vice president of marketing for H&H Group, which includes the award-winning and Orlando-based pet supplement brand Zesty Paws. Zesty Paws was recently featured in the news in the Orlando community for supporting the Pet Alliance of Greater Orlando during its grand opening of a new cat shelter in downtown Orlando. 1 year after a fire devastated the Pet Alliance of Greater Orlando's Conroy location, they opened a brand new facility for cats and the community to give people in Orlando a more convenient location for cat adoptions, surrenders, and more. To mark the grand opening, Zesty Paws, a longtime partner of the nonprofit, sponsored all of the adoption fees, which included spay, neuter, surgery, vaccines, blood tests, and microchipping, and provided take-home care kits for the first 30 cats adopted at the shelter. In exciting news, the two organizations were able to clear the shelter of all 30 cats and find them forever homes within the first month of opening. With Yvette being a pet parent herself, and Zesty Paws being committed to supporting the pet community, especially in the Orlando area, this was a natural fit for the two to work together for the benefit of the cat community. Yvette, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Stacey. I'm very happy to be here.
So first and foremost, you must tell me, how did you become passionate about cats?
Well, I think all of us that are passionate about cats start with parenting a cat. So I had never had pets growing up, not even a fish, nothing. And when the time came to pick a pet, obviously I could pick between a dog and a cat, but I was so excited to be able to adopt two cats originally. And I adopted them when I lived in Miami in the ASPCA. So I went there and unfortunately I wasn't able to pick both cats. So the person that was in the facility told me, come tomorrow, I'll have a cat for you. And of course, all pets do. He picked me. That was my cat Puppy when I got there. He was actually in the dog area, the tiny little cat. I think he was 8 weeks when I got him, and he was my first pet ever, and I fell in love with having a cat. They are so loving, so smart. He would wait for me at the door when I came back from work. So he lived 17 and a half really, really good and healthy years, but that's how I became passionate about cats.
Excellent. So you are a marketing executive, and so many of us in the nonprofit space are involved with marketing and outreach and just trying to get the word out about the programs that we do, trying to help the community. Do you have any tips for successful marketing campaigns at all?
I think what I've seen work the best is when you market something you have a passion about. I think it's very easy for me and for the team at Zesty Paws and Solid Gold to be able to market the products, because most of us are pet parents and we have dogs or cats, and a lot of us have cats, like, you know, I have my cat Puppy, and I think that passion of having a pet and knowing how beneficial these products are for them kind of fuels the desire to tell other people and you're telling stories that are honest, that are part of your life or that your family's like that have pets. So I think that's probably the biggest secret that I can share is just be passionate about what you're marketing.
Excellent. So just to be on the record here, you know, this is not a paid sponsorship or anything. The story that we would like to tell today on the Community Cats podcast is about how Zesty Paws really embraced the Orlando Pet Alliance. Before we jump into that, though, I'm wondering, Yvette, if you can share the story about the fire.
So that was actually a very unfortunate incident that happened over a year ago, and it was obviously an accident. They tried to save most of the cats. Unfortunately, 17 of them perished in that fire, and the whole community of pet parents in Orlando jumped in to help. We knew that Pet Alliance, being the resilient organization they are, would come back and continue to serve, especially the cat community in Orlando. And it was this past September in 2022 that I went to the opening of the new shelter. And one thing that they have to memorialize those cats that lost their lives at the very front of the facility is the pictures of a lot of those cats. But it was an unfortunate situation where they perished, but a lot of the cats were saved and they were fostered, they were cared for, and eventually now adopted for the most part.
So you mentioned the word, the cat community in Orlando. What is that like?
So the people actually at this facility are all, it's a facility purely for cats. So you see a lot of people not only that care for cats as volunteers, doctors, vets, but also pet parents that are interested and passionate about having cats as their pets. So I was able to go to the opening and it was filled with cat lovers. And it was so, just so fun to see cats of all ages, from very, very small to older to adult cats, cats in pairs. A lot of them, as you know, they do really well together. So those were the people that were trying to adopt and give these cats a forever home, but also just to care for them as volunteers, which I think is such a good thing to do, especially if you love cats.
So your organization, the group you work with, Zesty Paws, really committed to help and fund quite a few spay neuters for adoption, for cats for adoption. Why is it beneficial for an organization to get involved with the shelter?
So we actually have a longstanding relationship with Pet Alliance. They serve the Orlando community, and their mission is to do good things for dogs and cats and the people who love those dogs and cats. In the case specifically of this shelter that is dedicated to cats, we wanted to take away the barrier of having to pay to adopt the cat and make sure the cat is ready to go home. So if you truly have this passion and desire to be a cat parent, we will remove that barrier and allow you to adopt the pet right away. And that also helps fund all the work that Pet Alliance does as far as getting them ready, but takes the burden off of the pet parents. So that facilitated that adoption to go faster in the first month of opening the shelter.
So are you specifically committed to Orlando, or are there other organizations around the country that you have an involvement with?
So we actually also work with Greater Good. We've worked with them since 2020 when they were doing relocation of pets for example, Hawaii into mainland because they had so many homeless pets. So we have helped them bring those pets to mainland and be making sure that they're adopted. If you remember, I'm sure you know, in 2020, so many people wanted to become pet parents, and there was kind of a shortage of pets, the adoptable pets here, and they were brought from other areas that had a surplus. So we've worked with them in several initiatives, not only in 2020, but earlier in 22, we also helped them relocate pets displaced by the conflict in Ukraine, which they were just, because everybody was, there were other organizations helping the humans, but there was nobody helping the pets, and they stepped in and were able to help relocate those pets, service them on location, and helping those pet parents.
So Zesty Paws is a for-profit organization. And if I'm wearing my nonprofit hat, because many folks who listen to this podcast are on board of directors of small nonprofit organizations, how do you recommend we as little nonprofits approach corporations to try and get support for the work that we're doing in our communities?
I think one really good way would be to share opportunities to partner that are not necessarily long-term, especially if we've never partnered together and we don't know how the fit will be. There's always smaller opportunities. I think our team has done a really good job, for example, in helping with product donations or small events where we can test the waters together. I think that would be a fantastic way to approach big companies that is not as big commitment, but also allows you to see if the brand and the company works well with you, and the company to see the benefit of supporting so many nonprofits that are in the pet space.
Cats of the Wild is the podcast for cat lovers who want to make a difference. Listen to inspiring and engaging stories of wild cat conservation and learning how you can help protect cats all over the world. Search for Cats of the Wild in your favorite podcast app now.
Do you want to make things easier on yourself and the others in your organization? Our friends at Dubert have teamed up with the Dallas Pets Alive and Spay Neuter Network teams, and together they have created the Companion Case Management Module. It allows you to be more proactive with all your organization's needs, create cases for your clients, and organize them by type. Whether it is a rehoming situation, a pet parent needing food or medical assistance, or simply spay and neuter inquiries, CCM can help you manage all of them right from the Dubert system. Plus, a huge bonus, it allows you to connect with those clients right from the case, so there is no need to open up new windows for emails or pull out your phone for text messages. Check it out and learn more at www.dubert.com to get started today.
Ever wanted to quickly connect, collaborate, or problem solve with others in the animal welfare field who are, you know, real people? Look no further than Maddie's Pet Forum. Maddie's Pet Forum brings people of animal welfare together with the common goal to keep more people and pets together. We share ideas, expertise, offer each other support, resources, and more. Visit forum.maddiespetforum.org/cats. Maddie's Pet Forum. Come for an answer, stay for the community.
So as the company wearing the hat, you know, what do you expect to get out of this kind of partnership?
I think, you know, brand recognition and for people to know the brand, but also just the ability to help in a cause that we are passionate about. We are passionate about pets. That's what we live for in Zesty Paws and Solid Gold. So if we can help other companies and other nonprofits that are helping pet parents do things that we don't do directly, I think it's a great way to support pet parenting overall, especially for cats.
So just quickly, because this is not a paid advertisement in any way, shape, or form, but just to share a little bit about Zesty Paws for our audience to know where you're coming from.
Sure. So Zesty Paws is a brand of functional supplements. So think vitamins for humans. It's a similar product for dogs and cats, but they are in a chewable form. So it's actually very easy to give it to your pets. It provides a lot of support for functional benefits.
Is this a product that is something that you have to dole out specifically? Or if you are feeding a colony of cats, is it something that you can put in the food and let everybody just enjoy it in the food and hope that it helps boost their immunity?
So I think what we recommend to give it to each cat individually, and because the form factor is like a treat, it's easy to give it to them. But there's another one, for example, salmon oil. You can just dole it out. You can just put it on a bowl and they can drink it to their heart's content. And that supports, for example, their skin condition, any allergies, anything related to fur. So it depends, I guess, which one you do.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many folks that they worry about their community cats. They want to support them because if something did happen, it's so hard to catch them. And if you're, you know, in the Orlando area, there's certainly quite a few free roaming cats out there. And so it's a huge challenge of making that decision of, you know, when can I bring my cat in, or when should I trap the cat? Because that's stressful. And then that causes a whole nother basket of issues. So the more that we can do from a feeding standpoint, providing shelter standpoint, supporting the cat's lower stress environment, I think the better off that we could do for our community cats. I don't know if you have thoughts on that too.
Our supplements, again, you have to give them a specific amount per cat, but we do have a calming formula. I have seen many, many people give it to their cats. It doesn't sedate the cat. It kind of takes the edge off. So if you're going to be in a situation that is a little bit stressful, say closer to holidays, closer to New Year's Eve, when there's going to be noises and et cetera around, so you can potentially give it to them earlier in the day or during the week, and then just give them freely the salmon oil just to make sure that they have something wholesome to have with their food that also benefits them functionally.
Do you know of any shelters that use this product in the sheltering environment with the cats?
I don't think on a consistent basis, but I know we have made donations of products to many shelters, and they use it in different ways. So if they have, people that are going to come to an event where the cats are going to be shown, say like the opening that I assisted or that I went to, they can give them some calming chews in advance of that 2-3 days before. And that way they're just like not on edge all the time, seeing all these people coming to the shelter. They're kind of more relaxed and chill.
I just want to go back to the Pet Alliance of Greater Orlando. And you talked about how they had created this new facility just for cats as a result of the unfortunate fire that they had. Could you just describe what that building looks like? Did they have free roaming cat rooms, or was it on all caged environment? And, how many cats are they able to have there? I was able to go to one of Orlando's facilities, but it was before the fire. It was before the pandemic and everything. So I believe I was, unfortunately, I think in the facility that burned down. And so I'm curious to see what they created after the fact.
So actually the facility has at the very entrance to the left side, there's cages, but they also have a big room to socialize the cats when people come adopt them. If you want to play with them for a little bit or just take them for periods of time out of the cages. Then towards the back, they have a big room where they have some cats that can be without a cage. I don't think permanently, but I think for periods of time. And they also have another one for premature cats. If they needed to have small cats and they have to care for them in a specific way, they have two different machines to do that. And they have different a part that is like more of a medical area for vets to be there and tend to the cats that are there for neutering, spaying, vaccines, and things like that. But in general, I would assume that most of the cats are in cages before the adoption, and then they have the area for socializing. It's relatively large, probably like a 10 by 20 area, pretty big.
Excellent. Wow, wonderful. It sounds like they have created a really nice space for them to hopefully be for many years, because I know it takes a lot to build a new facility and you don't want to have to move in 10 years. So
really convenient. It's like downtown Orlando, and it has parking next to it, which in downtown is not easy. It has parking with a lot of parking for people to go adopt the cat and see the cats.
Fantastic. Sounds great. Next time I'm in Orlando, I'm going to have to take a look at that for sure. Definitely.
Well, let us know. I'll go with you.
And I think it's wonderful that you are able to assist other organizations too and get involved with them. Is there, anything else that you would like to share with our listeners at this point in time? And, if folks are interested in Zesty Paws, and also I'm not sure, but I guess you could Google Pet Alliance of Greater Orlando and see the photos of the new facility. So we'll make sure we have that link in our show notes. But if there are folks that are interested in finding out more about Zesty Paws, how would they do that?
So I think to find out about the products and the brand, go into our Instagram or Facebook pages at Zesty Paws. We actually have a TikTok channel as well, which is zesty.paws. I think if somebody wanted to talk to us about participating in an event, especially if it's a nonprofit, a lot of your listeners are, definitely contact us at bark@zestypaws.com, and we can definitely partner with them in events or in donations for us to be able to assist. And again, other people that are caring for cats, which is very important to us.
So you said bark@zestypaws.com. So now we're going to have to think of meow, right? You knew I was going to hear that.
It's interesting because the cat supplements for our brand were launched in 2020. Before that, we only had dog supplements. So that's why the initial contact email was only bark. But we definitely are a community of cat lovers, I can tell you. But it's this funny legacy thing that where we started with dogs. But now we have a plethora of cat supplements with both CBD, no CBD. We have salmon oil, and we definitely are growing that space because there's more and more cat parents, and it's growing at a faster rate, cat parenting versus what it had been in the past. I think people are realizing how loving and smart cats are and how much fun. And I've been seeing a big trend, I don't know if you've seen this, Stacey, of people walking their cats. right? And that wasn't as common before, but now there's a whole lot of people walking their cats and socializing with them, which I think is part of the joy of having a pet that maybe in the past they didn't think of.
So I'm going to pick on one thing that you just said there and pull it out, which was you said that cat parents are able or are thinking about doing more for their cats than they were before, and you're seeing that grow. Can you specify a little bit more what you mean with that?
Sure. So we have seen and have talked to many pet parents, especially cat parents, that, you know, the cats are very resilient and they don't show sickness or illnesses or weakness in general in the past. And now I think pet parents got more aware of how important it is to build your immunity and your wellness ahead of getting sick. And they're starting to invest in getting their cats in top shape even before they get sick. I think before it used to be very reactive, and post pandemic, it has been more proactive in getting, okay, I'm going to make sure my cat is healthy, my cat's immune system is boosted, my cat's gut system is boosted before they get sick. And that, I think, is what shifted that investment in supplements like the ones that we make, in making sure that they're in tip-top shape versus having to tackle something at the very end of their lives.
Are folks getting your product through veterinarians, or is it something that they order online?
Oh, they can find us pretty much everywhere. We're available in most retailers and online as well. And of course, on our website, testypaws.com.
Yvette, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Just that, you know, being a cat mom is such a joy and such an amazing experience. I just want to tell people, just go and adopt a cat. Cats of any breed and any color, of any size, of any age are so much fun to have and incredibly loving. I remember talking to a friend that had never had a cat. She had dogs before, and then she brought a cat home with her dogs as well. And she said, if I had known how much fun cats were, I probably would have never had dogs. I would have just had cats. But it's just an amazing experience. So I always encourage people, just if you're going to get a pet, definitely get a cat.
I'm right with you on that one. Well, Yvette, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on the show today, and I hope we'll have you on again in the future.
Absolutely, Stacey. And if you're in the Orlando area, definitely come. So I'll go to the shelter with you.
Will do.
Thank you.
That's it for this week. Please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. We love to hear what you think, and a 5-star review really helps others find the show. You can also join the conversation with listeners, cat caretakers, and me on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to hit follow or subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a single show. Thanks for listening, and thank you for everything that you do to help create a safe and healthy world for cats.